Good morning. Thank you for joining Power Players. Hello, Denver. Today we've got a great guest here with us, and I want to say good morning first to Mr. Paul Andrews, the Executive Vice President of Kroenke Sports Enterprises. Mr. Andrews, how are you this morning?
Never better, Ken. How about yourself?
I think that's a good answer. I'll go with that. Never better is definitely good. Well, for the listeners who don't know, all that Kroenke Sports kind of holds reign over, I'm going to have you just go through the different teams that you guys, you own them.
Yeah, we own and operate the Denver Nuggets and the Colorado Avalanche. We also own and operate the Colorado Mammoth and the Colorado Rapids. And then we're a third partner with Pat Bolin and John Elway on the Colorado Crush. We also own the Pepsi Center, the Paramount Theater downtown, and City Lights Pavilion, which is an amphitheater in our parking lot. And we're building a new stadium out in Commerce City for our soccer team that will open in April, now known as Dick's Sporting Goods Park. And we also own a TV network that I'm sure your listeners may be familiar with if they're sports fans, the Altitude TV Entertainment Network.
Yeah, I love it. It's a lot nicer commentary after the Nuggets games, for sure, than what I hear on the regular TV. So I definitely enjoy watching Altitude, and I'm sure that plenty of people are starting to catch on to that. That's relatively new, right?
Yeah, the Altitude Network is fairly new. It's, I think, in the third or fourth year here, and they're doing very well promoting all of our sports teams and hopefully providing great content for the fans to watch.
Absolutely. Well, and hopefully the sports teams definitely are providing some exciting times for our fans here in Denver, no doubt. I'm going to ask, just because I don't follow soccer a lot, but the Rapids had a pretty good year, huh?
Rapids had a fantastic year, made it to the finals of the Western Conference, and that was their second year in a row. So as we prepare to move into our new stadium in April, I think the fans should feel pretty good about they're going to have a real good team moving into Dick's Sporting Goods Park in April this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I'm surprised. Soccer is huge here.
Very big, yeah. It's played by, the latest estimates, I mean, there's 80,000 kids or something playing soccer around in the Colorado area, and maybe I'm even low. But that is a sport that's very, very popular amongst kids all the way up through high school, and we think it's going to grow exponentially over the next 10 years here and throughout the United States.
Yeah, I definitely will. You know, my kids play sports, and, you know, my oldest son is competitive football, baseball, basketball, all that, and I'll tell you, whenever we practice football or baseball, it doesn't matter what time of year it is. There's kids playing soccer somewhere. It's unreal. So, hey, I want to, we talk about that kind of stuff, and that's what you do. That's your business is sports, but that's not the reason we have you on the show, obviously. This program is more about the fact that you're a Christian, and you are in a big business position, and you've got a big stage in front of you, and you don't mind talking about your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, which is, of course, I think the greatest accolade is there's no better banner that we can wave. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about that. In your position, you deal with businesses that probably a lot of our listeners are not accustomed to dealing with. I mean, you're nationally dealing with major, major corporations, huge money. How does Christ play into your life in that kind of forum?
Well, I'll tell you, and I feel honored to be able to share this with your listeners and share this with you, so thank you for inviting me to do so. When I became a born-again Christian, maybe 10, 12 years ago, I really started searching the Scriptures for how can I interweave what I find in the New Testament and the Old Testament in some manner to what I do every day in my business life. And so I found that my identity was pretty important to me, first of all, which it clearly states that in Galatians 4:6 that I am a son and he is my father. I have earned the right by accepting him to become a child of God. So as that became my identity and researched further some of the truths that are found in the gospel, I found that in my day-to-day life, I am constantly attacked, whether it be difficult business situations or the problems that you have from managing 400 people that reside here on Kroenke Sports Enterprises staff. Both those challenges are something I face every day, and I have to face them with a sense of what the world is and what I am within the world. And I think one passage that I'd like to share with you that I have on my desk is Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18, and it says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So if you really make that real in your life, and I try to make scriptures real to me, no matter what my circumstances are, good or bad, I'm going to give thanks, because that is a situation that I can either look at that situation that I'm dealing with and say, you know, I'm going to kick, scream, fight, and yell, or I can say, you know what, I'm very thankful I'm in that situation, even as difficult as it is. And as Romans 8:28 states, God will make all things work together for the good of those who've been called according to his purpose. So if I wait long enough, I'm confident he's going to make it together for good. So just in my daily walk, those are scriptures that I rely on a lot. And I guess the joy of my position here, I have the ability with our arena and with our sports teams to oftentimes run programs that can further the word. And some of those programs are actually coming up here. In January on the 27th, we play the Nuggets play the New Jersey Nets. And pregame, I have a speaker from 4 to 5 o'clock. His name's Bob George. He's a nationally known Christian speaker. And he'll be here, and for $15, a person can get a ticket to the Nuggets game that night and come listen to Bob from 4 to 5 o'clock in our arena, and then enjoy the Nuggets game that starts a little bit later at 7 o'clock that night. And it's really been one way that as I'm walking through this life and being led by Christ, he has really impressed upon my mind what ways can we integrate sports and the message of the gospel and make it so fans have a great experience in the arena as well as get to hear the scripture. So I've been truly blessed, Ken, in the position that I'm in and some of the things I get to do here every day.
That sounds excellent. Now, can people get the tickets the same way they normally get Nuggets tickets? Do they have to request the Christian Speaker Series ticket, or do they use their normal Nuggets ticket for that January 27th game?
You know what? If they already had a ticket for the Nuggets that night, then they could just use that and show up at 4 o'clock on that date. But if they didn't have tickets, there's actually a special line to call for that and ask for the, I guess you would call it the Christian Speaker Series night on January 27th. And that line is 303-405-1212.
Okay, 303-405-1212. If you would like to get tickets for the Christian Speaker Series, again, that's January 27th versus the New Jersey Nets. If you wanted to come and listen to Bob George from 4 to 5, is that right?
Yes, sir. We're having him from 4 to 5, and we'll probably have a musical act also.
Oh, cool.
We're just finalizing that, but he's going to be our featured speaker, and we're excited to have him this year. And we do this every year, Ken. This is probably our fifth or sixth year. I think I started this back in 2001 or so, and it's just been very well received over the years. We have different speakers each year, so.
Okay. Well, excellent. Well, we are going to take a short break. I'd want to encourage my listeners also, please email me at powerplayers947@yahoo.com. That's powerplayers947@yahoo.com. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with Paul Andrews.
94.7 KRKS.
Hey, Denver. Ken Watmore here with Power Players.
I know that Christians want to support Christian businesses, but how do people know who's who? Well, one way to market your business is in the Christian Business Directory. I use it for my business, and I've been very satisfied. If you want to find out how, call the Christian Business Directory today at 1-800-445-5614 or email them at info@redletter.com. Again, that's 1-800-445-5614 or email them at info@redletter.com.
At JFR & Associates, experience a refreshing way to purchase or lease your next vehicle. A professional and courteous member of their team can save you the hassles of typical automotive shopping. They'll do the work and save you time and money. The trained consultants at JFR will search for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, and they have all types of financing available for any credit situation. Their consultants can discuss leasing or financing options with you. At JFR & Associates, they are proud of their reputation, and their repeat and referral clients all agree. Purchasing your next vehicle can be a surprisingly pleasant experience. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289 or visit their website, www.jfrcars.com. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289. That's 1-888-963-2289. Call today.
All right, thanks for coming back to Power Players. We're here with Paul Andrews, Executive Vice President from Kroenke Sports Enterprises. Paul, thanks again for being on the program with us. We goof around, talk a little bit about sports at the beginning, and we just starting to get into some things that you're doing with your role, and more importantly, the role that God has given you. Let me ask you, do you find in dealing with these with major corporations, do you have opportunities at any point to share your faith in that kind of venue?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been very exciting for me. In actuality, I'll tell you a couple of quick stories. I had a female employee that knew that I was a Christian several years ago, and she came into my office one day and said, "Hey, is there a chance we could just go to lunch someday and just talk about things?" And I said, "Hey, I'd love to," you know, not knowing what exactly she wanted to talk about. Well, as we sat there, she really wanted to talk about what I knew about the Bible and those type of things. And so I had a chance to share Christ with her, and as a sad ending to the story, but as things go in life, sometimes these things happen. About 6 months later, she contracted cancer, and she was very young. She was only 28 years old, and she died within a year of that. And she, upon learning of that, was very grounded in Christ at the time, and very thankful that we had time to share that together. And you know, I'm very thankful that we had time to do that as well, because I know exactly where she is right now, and I take great comfort in that.
Praise God.
And another quick story: I'll never forget back in 1999, 2000, the sales office was huddled around lunchtime, about 8 or 10 people back there, and they had a book, and the book was a book called. It was by Lalonde, and I think it was, you might not even know the name of that, Ken, that I'm talking about. It was a book about what the end times are and what we can expect. And anyway, I guess the title isn't as important as
sure.
The story. But I came around the corner, and they held it up and said, "Hey, Paul, you don't believe this, do you? You don't believe this stuff about the end times and what it says in the Bible and all that." And I looked him dead in the eye and said, "Guys, not only do I believe it, but I'm 100% convinced that every word that's in the Bible is fact and is going to be proven to be true here in the future. So whatever you read in there, just understand that that's exactly what my entire life is grounded upon." And boy, the room kind of quieted down at that point, and everybody knew where I stood. And from that, about 4 of them came forward over the course of the next month and shared their faith with me to let me know that, boy, they really appreciated me standing firm in what I believed in the face of what they were going through in the middle of the sales office there. So it's funny how these things come up in your everyday life, and I look forward to sharing any chance I get.
Absolutely. You know, and here's one thing, and it's critical in our lives, in our walk as Christians, is the boldness of our faith and not being caught up in the fears or concerns of what this might do with my career or what position I'm in. And I notice more and more with the professional athletes that I have on the program and you know, now getting into some business leaders here in the last few weeks, it is so critical when you're in a position such as yours. You know, I won't say mine anymore, but I've been in big business in the past and been in leadership roles, to be bold and talk about your faith openly. Because what happens is, just like you said, people will begin to come to you and Christ will put you in places where you now have the ability to openly talk about him and his gift of salvation. And it's amazing. You know, I've been in places in my life where I feel like, well, I'm not being effective. And all of a sudden he just throws somebody in there and says, look, you keep standing up for me and I'll make you effective. I'll put you in the right places.
Yeah, no question. I agree with that 100%. And we also, for the benefit of your listeners, we have the Nuggets have chapel service every night, pregame, led by a guy I know and love, Bo Mitchell, who's a local chaplain. And Bo leads the players in prayer at about 6 o'clock before the game every night. And he has very high attendance. You know, it's optional for the players. They don't have to come, but he has, I'm proud to say, he has very high attendance on the Nuggets side. And it's always interesting to see him go into the visiting team locker room and invite them over into chapel. And he's doing some great work here for us. And it's very important that we keep that going. And the players get a lot out of it. And it's something that's become very well received, both by our home team and the visitors.
Sure. And do you see that in the other sports as well, that there's a chaplain? I know that some sports, it's hard to find a chaplain for teams.
Yeah, some of them don't lend to the ability, quite frankly, in the pregame routine that basketball does. In the basketball pregame routine, the players aren't, you know, they really don't want to get out there until 20-7 if the game's at 7:10 or so when the start time is. So it lends itself, pregame preparation time-wise, to be good for a chaplain service. But, you know, I think all of our athletes and sports teams here and the leaders really have an affinity for wanting to know more, wanting to learn the gospel if they don't, and maybe grow in grace here as they're traveling through this world as well.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we're going to take another short break. Before we do, I just want to mention again to the listeners that the January 27th game versus the New Jersey Nets, there is a Christian speaker series. Bob George will be speaking from 4 to 5 p.m. You can get a hold of tickets at 303-405-1212. It's 303-405-1212. If you're already a season ticket holder, if you already have tickets for that game, then just show up at 4 o'clock. If you want to email me, powerplayers947@yahoo.com. It's powerplayers947@yahoo.com. Paul, we've just got one more short segment after the break. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
94.7 KRKS.
You need a vacation to pamper yourself in world-class comfort, the kind of luxury you'll find in only the most exclusive resorts. Large, exquisitely appointed rooms make even the act of lounging in bed seem like a treat for the senses. As your feet step across the warm European stone tile of the bathroom and you slowly immerse your body in the large, inviting hot tub, the day melts away. Then imagine you never had to leave. It's not a dream. It's not an exclusive resort. It's your own Holly Berry home. You might think building your own custom paradise is too expensive to consider, but you'll be surprised just how affordable it can be. Come tour one of the models for yourself and see what kind of lifestyle you can have in a Holly Berry home. There's even a semi-custom series starting in the 500s. See for yourself at hollyberryhomes.com. Once you move in, you'll never want to leave. Holly Berry Homes, we build dreams.
Hey Denver, Ken Watmore here with Power Players. I know that Christians want to support Christian businesses, but how do people know who's who? Well, one way to market your business is in the Christian Business Directory. I use it for my business, and I've been very satisfied. If you want to find out how, call the Christian Business Directory today at 1-800-445-5614 or email them at info@redletter.com. Again, that's 1-800-445-5614 or email them at info@redletter.com. Welcome back to Power Players. Thanks again for joining us on this Saturday morning. Well, when Paul and I are talking right now, it's actually Thursday morning. But as you're hearing this, it's Saturday. I hope it's as pretty as today. Paul, it's a nice day out there.
It's fantastic out here.
I get every day that that we're alive and God's using us and moving and shaping us, I suppose it's a great day. So,
amen to that.
Hey, you know, this last segment here is kind of a short segment. I do want to just touch on a couple things. I'm gonna throw this at you a little bit. I've already mentioned several times. I don't mean to be redundant. You're in a position of leadership in a big business, a huge corporate marketplace that a lot of people probably aren't accustomed to. I would ask you, you know, you probably sweat and bled whatever color the blood is of the team that you're on. I worked for a company. They're colors for their logos were blue. I used to say I bled such and such blue, you know.
Sure.
But I want to ask you, to the listener that's out there, what kind of encouragement would you give them in their business venue, both for success in the marketplace and going into success, more importantly, in their faith?
Yeah, I think it's important that your listeners know that as it says in John 16:33, it says, in this world you will have trouble. And God didn't say you might. He said you will. But reading on in there, you'll also find he said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. So as far as hope and success in the business world, and I rely on that for my faith and the faith that, Jesus, who I firmly believe was God, on earth and has risen from the dead to come live inside my heart and guide me each day. When I read those words, I say, okay, he'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. There's really nothing that can happen to me here, and there's really nothing that can happen to your listeners that have accepted Christ that should derail them from living a life of victory and allowing him to drive the car, as they say, as we go through life.
Sure.
So whatever your circumstances are, don't lose hope. He's with you. And, I think about that a lot every day as I try to manage the difficult situations in Kroenke Sports Enterprises and also celebrate the successes that we have.
Sure. Well, and we'll be praying for some more success this year, especially this time of year. We're looking at the Avs and the Nuggets, and the Nuggets have a promising team here. And, I'm not saying the Avs don't have a promising team. I certainly don't want to do that, and I wouldn't put you on the spot like that either. But this is a good time of year. It's fun. The sports at the Pepsi Center it's a lot of fun. What a great venue here in Denver. I'm happy to have that here and support it, and I think that it's such a great place to go watch professional sports.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. In fact, the USA Today just recently, last 6 months, for 2 years in a row, has rated Pepsi Center the most fan-friendly building in all the NBA, and they do that independent research each year. And we've won it twice, and I think a lot of that goes back to the fans themselves and how truly how much they truly enjoy the sports in Denver. I think this is the greatest sports town in all the United States, in fact, all of North America. And we're just privileged to be able to bring you as good a team as we hope we can each and every night.
Absolutely. Well, again, I'm going to mention this just one more time, because I want to make sure everybody gets an opportunity to go see Bob George. January 27th versus the Nets, Bob George will be speaking for the Christian Speaker Series before the Nuggets game from 4 to 5 p.m. Again, you can pick up tickets at 303-405-1212, 303-405-1212. My email, powerplayers947@yahoo.com. Paul Andrews, thank you so much for joining me on the program.
Ken, thank you for having me. I truly appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate it, and I just pray that God will continue to bless you in your career and bless Denver sports here through Kroenke as well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.